When we think about nature, like bodies of water, soil, or even our bodies, we rarely think beyond what we see on the macro level. We might not even know the microscopic world that drives it all and makes it all possible.
Bacteria and fungi, but mostly bacteria, are the, you know, really small. We can't see them. One thing that's kind of interesting is when you go out on your skin or in soils or in water, there's always a community. There's a community of all these different bacteria.
That is Professor Zachary Onderud.
It's sometimes a daunting task because when you go out in a soil or water, there can be thousands of species of bacteria. Bacteria have been around for billions and billions of years, and they are in charge of most of the chemical transformations that occur on this planet. I think we know more about, you know, the deepest part of the ocean than we do about the bacteria on our own skin. But it's one of the last frontiers of unknown science. My name is Zachary Onderud. I am a professor of microbial and ecosystem ecology.
Growing up, Professor Onderud was constantly finding ways to connect with nature and learn about the world around him.
I mean, I was like the outdoors, and my first job was teaching people how to recycle plastics in Oregon. And, you know, there was one year that I planted all the seeds from fruit that I ate in my backyard and kept detailed, you know, what has grown, what hasn't grown. And I was always loving, like, making those chemistry sets and making stink bombs. And so I was always kind of geeky, and I definitely love science.
Like many BYU students, he was on a pre-medical route when he started his college career, with no clear direction of what he liked or what he wanted to do.
I think when you're younger, you don't realize that there's so many different things you can do. But I went to BYU thinking I was just going to be a medical doctor.
To be involved, he often went to presentations from various medical professionals. Once, a visiting doctor said something that forever changed his life's course. The doctor told Professor Onderud that he could study anything and still potentially go to medical school.
So then it was the first time in my life that I stepped back and said, well, what do I like? A lot of the micro was like human health, and I just didn't really matter to me. But ecology, I really liked ecology, how things interacted, how energy and chemistry flowed through environments. Those kind of things really spoke to me. And so I started doing research in a lab. That, I think, was what really changed what I did. And the research was on biocrusts, these crusts that are out in all the deserts. And, you know, it changed my life.
Professor Onderud has followed his newfound interests of the world around him and pursued it. Here he is again talking about his passion.
I think I've always wanted to understand how things worked, but then what I realized as I went further, the transformations in the chemistry that I was interested in were all done by these things you couldn't see. And that just blew my mind.
Currently, Professor Onderud has channeled his interest into two particular areas, all having to do with bacteria, of course.
One on biofuel application using bacteria that live in extreme environments.
Dr. Onderud helps explain what an extreme environment is.
Extreme environments is something where there's a general set of conditions, pH, temperature, salinity, that are pretty consistent across the globe. Even though, you know, if you're in a wetland or if you're in a grassland or if you're in a shrub oak or something, you know, that kind of thing, they're all going to be around the same. But then there's some environments that are really out of that norm.
So why do we even care about these extremophiles?
And I got into extremophiles because extremophiles, they're in extreme environments and there's less of them there, and it's easier to identify who is doing what and which ones are important in the specific function, if it's nitrification or denitrification or sulfur reduction or methanogenesis. You know, you identify all of those. It also takes you to the really fun places on the planet.
Yeah.
I think that's another one why I kind of did it. Like, who doesn't want to go to Antarctica?
But Dr. Onderud doesn't like studying these extremophiles only in isolation. The industrial application of these bacteria and their metabolic processes are what interests him. He has taken certain extremophiles and applied them to his research in...
convert waste streams into energy.
In other words, turning things like manure... into biofuels. Working closely with BYU chemistry professor Jaron Hansen for the last 5 years, Professor Onderud is developing a method to produce methane from manure with the help of bacteria. They have a farm in Ogden where their experiments are taking place.
Yeah, I think early on in my career, it was all about just the ecology. It was about cool things. And now as I've gotten older, it's more about application, like applying what I know. I think because you start talking to chemists and engineers and you realize they don't know anything about biology. They know a lot about what their field, and but they're using biology and they're kind of scratching their head. Why doesn't this biological system act the way it's supposed to be acting? So I don't know, I just think it's more fun. It's more fun to be applied. I think what's neat now is that I take these ecological principles and apply them in industry. And I think that's what's really exciting is that ability to apply what you've heard in the natural world to industrial settings.
If this research gets past the developmental stage, this could drastically change how we get energy as a society. His other research focus deals with algae blooms in water resources and bacteria dormancy. An algae bloom is a rapid increase in the population of algae in a body of water and is very common in Utah Lake. These somewhat seasonal blooms are the center of a lot of research because the causes are widely unknown. Dr. Onderud believes it has something to do with dormancy and dominance of bacteria. He elaborates.
In a lot of my research, we talk about what ends up being crazy is dormancy. Bacteria can go dormant for thousands and thousands of hundreds of years.
And then, like, revive.
And then be active.
Wow.
And what's even wilder is when you go out to a soils and a water sample, if you pulled out all the DNA, only about 20% is active. 80% is in a dormant state, not really doing anything. So depending on the conditions, you can have a huge shift in what you see as who's active and who's participating. And water, fire, carbon source, what carbon source it is, all that stuff matters.
The human impact of his research is huge, and he believes that understanding how human activities affect algae blooms and the aquatic microbial communities will be central to combating it. Although finding balance between his personal life and work has been one of the biggest struggles while in research, he has found his calling in life.
I came back from sabbatical, which was fabulous, to be with my family in Europe for almost a year.
Oh, that was fun.
That was a highlight, but putting boundaries. So I came back, I wrote a bunch of grants, and now I have I got 4 grants, and I have too much work. You know what I mean? And I'm just like...
And not enough time in the day.
Not enough time, and I have all these other things to do, and I think the biggest problem is what I do for my job is what I love. Like, I really love it. And I don't think most people can say that.
Another central part of his teaching career are his students. While I was interviewing him, some of his students stepped into his office and he immediately started joking with them.
Oh, do you ID me? Oh, you're good.
This is my husband.
Oh, hey, how are you doing?
Hello. Yeah, sorry.
Hi.
I'm showing them the lab.
It's a little messy.
I've seen a messy lab before.
Okay, good.
don't go back.
Don't turn us into OSHA or anything like that if you see anything.
Even though he knows firsthand the issues and problems we as a society are facing and going to face in the years to come, he finds hope in his students.
And it always helps working with students. Students are young, they're enthusiastic, they're optimistic, they're driven. And that's to me is really powerful. Really, it's contagious and it's a great work environment.
For Calm 239, this is Cecilia Foster.